Hey, this is J.P. Moses with REITips.com, and welcome to Real Estate Investing Undressed. Guys, got something kind of special for you here. It has to do with bulk REOs. Bulk REOs is right now really one of the hottest but relatively unmined opportunities in the real estate arena right now. In reality, it's only a few years old, and the fact is, not a lot of people know about it, not a lot of people know how it works. I mean, you've usually kind of heard of the process, but it's like this big foggy mystery. And lucky for you, I happen to have on the phone with me one of the few investors I know in the country who has not only actually closed a number of bulk REO deals, but plays an active role in that arena right now, every day. Mr. Kenny Rushing, it's a pleasure, my friend. Thank you for giving me a slice of your time today.
Thank you for having me. I do appreciate you extending the invitation. I hope that we can do a really good interview for your students so we can teach them how to set themselves up for success with bulk REO investing.
Well, listen, I know some people are going to know who you are. They have some familiarity. But for those who don't, Kenny is really a remarkable guy. If you look back at where he's come from and where he is now, he's got a remarkable story of a life turned around. He hails from Tampa, Florida. Are you still living in Tampa right now?
Absolutely, I do. I'm still here in sunny Florida, Tampa being my headquarters for my private equity fund, Rush Capital Fund. So, yes, we're right here in Tampa.
So you have your humble beginnings, your troubled past, and then you turn a corner and you have this phenomenal success as a real estate investor in spite of seemingly insurmountable odds. I know that you have become a real civic leader. You're a devoted philanthropist, and your company is it Rehabber Superstore? Is that right?
Yeah, you know, my company, Rehabber Superstore, was my first, my second real estate investment company, my first being First Time Development, which was a company that was geared to rehabbing houses and selling them to first-time homeowners. And then I made a transition to wholesaling, and then that's when I started the Rehabber Superstore as an outlet for rehabbers in the local Tampa Bay area who are looking to buy fixer-upper homes at wholesale prices. And now I've made a transition into owning a private equity fund called Rush Capital Fund, and my company specializes in bulk REO investing as well as buying and selling non-performing notes.
And the article I posted, which this interview is a follow-up to, in that article you said, and I'm not sure what the time frame was, you said, last month I closed on a small bulk REO deal and made $25,000 working as a seller's rep. It only took 4 hours of work to get this done. Now, is that, I don't know what frame of reference that is in terms of time, but can you give me an update on that or just kind of the bulk REO deals that you've done lately?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the $25,000 was with no cash and no credit, and I was able to put money in my pocket in less than 30 days, and I had invested in time about 4 hours from the time that the package came on my desk to the time that I closed on that package. I had four man hours of work into that deal. I think what happens in today's marketplace, especially as it pertains to bulk REOs, a lot of people think you need to have cash or credit. A lot of people think it's a laborious task to put these deals together, but it's really not difficult whatsoever as long as you have the specialized knowledge and the training so that you learn how to do it the right way. That $25,000 was relatively a small deal. Now, a lot of people think, $25,000 is a lot of money. It is, and $25,000 could change your life. But, I teach how to do five small deals to pay the bills and do one big deal to pay for your retirement. $25,000 was one of those small deals that helps me pay the bills. But, you know, in this business, not only can you make $25,000 on one deal without cash or credit, but you can make, upwards to $500,000 to $1 million or more. The sky's the limit with bulk REO investing once you're able to understand how the system works. And when you're able to understand how the system works and how you can take advantage, it's easy and it's very effective and highly profitable a business to be a part of right now.
All right, so three main things I want to do here within the couple minutes we have on the phone. Number one, I want to follow up on the article that you wrote, which was an excellent article. It's posted on the blog there. If you guys haven't read it yet, go read it. But I want to understand bulk REOs and the bulk REO business just a little bit better from your perspective in a personal way that we maybe can't accomplish from that article. Goal number two, I understand that you have some material that you put together. It's not yet publicly available, but because I own this blog, I'm aware that it's coming down the road. And it's basically, as I understand it in a general sense, kind of a blueprint of your systemized bulk REO business. I understand it, sometime in the next month or so it's going to be available, and in advance of that, as a service to my readers, I will ask you to just kind of give me a quick Reader's Digest description of that for anyone who may be interested in it down the road when it releases. And then thirdly, I got some really insightful questions from my subscribers below the article that we posted, and I'd like to rattle some of those off at the very end of this. And just, you know, without any prep time, just see what your answers are. I probably won't be able to fit them all in, but I can throw a handful of them at you at least. Is that okay?
Absolutely.
Okay. First, help me understand your story in the bulk REO picture a little bit better. Take a step back. You have a lot of experience in the arena of flipping single-family houses. The Rehab Superstore, if I'm not mistaken, the lion's share of the business there has centered around, like you said, flipping single family houses, one at a time, onesies and twosies. Where did you first get your taste of the bulk REO side of it?
Well, bulk REOs are just wholesaling on steroids. That's it. Instead of buying and selling one house and doing one-off deals, you're buying dozens or hundreds of homes. So, you know, The same strategy that you use when you're buying and selling one home is the same strategy that you use when you're buying and selling homes in bulk. Although, you know, it's a bit different because of the caliber of the deal, because it's such a large transaction, it's pretty much the same. Now, as it pertains to how the business works, you can act as a seller's mandate, you can act as a buyer's mandate, and you can also buy homes directly from the bank. When you're acting as a seller's mandate or a buyer's mandate, you don't have to commit any money out your pocket in order to take down the product. What you're doing is acting as a transactional engineer, and you're putting together the buyer and the seller. The key to making money as a bulk REO seller's mandate or buyer's mandate is to align yourself with someone who is a credible seller, or being able to align yourself with someone who has cash to take down and buy products. If you have money yourself and you want to find a source of being able to buy at very low market value prices, and you know, essentially pennies on the dollars, then using the method of buying bulk from banks using your own cash will allow you to buy at very cheap prices. And we both know, JP, that the first thing that you learn in real estate investing is that you make money on the buy, not the sell. So just use bulk REOs as a way of being able to buy cheap so that you can sell for the right profit.
All right, so I understand in a lot of ways it's very similar to wholesaling, you know, in a sense. You're talking about buying and selling an asset. There's a few things I don't understand, though, and I'm hoping you can help clear up for me. And I'm assuming that my readers are probably thinking along similar lines. There's probably really three big intimidation factors with this, okay? There's kind of the mystery of how it works. You know, there's kind of a fog over anything until you actually get in there and go through some kind of structured training or the school of hard knocks and eventually learn it. But there's that part of it that, you know, it's kind of shrouded in mystery. The second intimidation factor is that, at least I perceive, there's a much bigger risk involved because of the bigger numbers. I mean, like you said, it's wholesaling on steroids, but, I mean, you're dealing with an extra zero or two on the end. And then the third risk is the whole sight unseen factor, which I know you touched on in the article, but, you know, the fact that you're not looking at these houses individually and you're somehow able to make good due diligence. So on those points, especially the last two, I wonder if you could just kind of, how would you alleviate those concerns? How would you deal with those objections in the heart of someone who's looking at this?
Okay, well, let's touch bases on all three of those concerns. It's really not a mystery. I mean, this business is a very simple business once you're able to get your arms around it. I think that people make it more difficult than it really is. Banks right now are in desperate situations to dissolve a lot of their toxic assets. Traditionally, how this process works is, you know, banks have foreclosures. You know, after they send a list pending to a homeowner, traditionally what's going to happen if that homeowner does not become current with that particular mortgage, it's going to go down to the foreclosure auction. During the foreclosure auction, what happens is the bank is going to try and auction that property off to various different investors. If investors at the auction do not buy that property, it's going to go back into the hands of the bank. The bank's probably going to pay $100 to get the property back. Then they're going to list that property with an REO agent on the MLS. Well, what happens, JP, is if properties are being put on the MLS for more than 6 to 9 months, what banks are now just deciding to do is to pull up those properties together and just sell them in a package, or referred to as a tape, to a private equity fund or a hedge fund. That's when someone like you and I get involved, because now we are buyers of a product. Or, of course, if you don't have money to buy directly from the bank, what you can do is align yourself with a partner, create some kind of syndication, or align yourself with someone who has already taken down product, and now you're able to act as a seller's mandate for that particular party. So that is the process of how we got into a situation like we're in with these banks. Banks right now are in business of making money, but because they have to keep so much money in their cash reserves to offset these delinquent mortgage notes, or because they have so many properties are REOs on their portfolio, they have to keep these reserves. Therefore, they cannot lend that money, and because it's a red flag for federal regulators, they'll go in there and they'll actually shut that bank down and issue a cease and desist order. I'm sure, JP, you've heard of the Washington Mutuals and the Indy Mac banks. These are the same banks, because their balance sheets need to be shored up. The government went in there and took down those banks. So banks now are smart enough that they're just pulling together these assets. These assets are toxic assets, and they're getting rid and liquidating these properties to other private equity funds and hedge funds and other high net worth investors. Now you just have to align yourself with the bank who was trying to sell the properties, or what you need to do is to align yourself with someone who has a verifiable product, like someone such as my company, Rush Capital Fund. We take down a lot of product, and we have a lot of people who come to us to buy. Either they're going to cherry-pick bulk REOs, or they're going to take down the entire package, or they're going to act as a seller's rep or a buyer's rep and sell those properties to somebody else, or bring us in product, because they've been able to negotiate with the bank that we can buy, and then they can make a profit. So I guess the mystery of this business, I think people make it more difficult than it is, because it's a very simple business once you understand and you educate yourself and gain the specialized knowledge that's necessary in order to sell bulk REOs or to sell wholesale or rehab to resell or any other real estate niche. You just got to educate yourself, and I think that's what your students are doing by participating in your real estate blog.
Well, and I guess part of what I'm hearing you say is, in terms of the don't know how it works objection, it's not complicated. It's just unknown. Is that kind of what you're saying?
Absolutely. And just to use an example for your students, JP, let's say that you're a bulk REO trader yourself, and you take down product from various different banks. Let's say that you have relationships with 12 different banks. You take down product, and let's say that I'm from the outside. I'm looking to get started in this business. But I know you, JP, and I know you're a serious, credible seller. And I come to you and I say, JP, I have a buyer who has provided me with verifiable proof of funds upwards of $1 million. I've talked to his banker on the phone and verified that he has this money. Do you have any product that you have available for sale? You say, of course, Keenan. I have 100 homes that I'm trying to sell for $10,000 a piece. Well, now I'm going to present that package that you have to my buyer, and instead of me selling it for $1 million, I add on an extra $100,000, or I add on an extra $200,000, and I sell that package for $1.2 million to my buyer, making the arbitrage. The arbitrage is the difference between what you need to net, JP, and what I'm able to sell the package for. In this case, I'm able to make $200,000. So it's pretty much as simple as that. It's as simple as just aligning yourself with a credible seller, or aligning yourself with a bank and buying product directly from the bank. You're going to be dealing with asset managers. Unlike, you know, traditional real estate investing, when you're going to go and contact a realtor, you're going to be dealing with people who work for the bank, and they are called asset managers, and you can buy product directly from them in bulk. Sometimes it may be an open bid process where you have to bid on the product. Sometimes it may be an opportunity where they will just they have a package of homes available for sale. They'll send it to you, and they'll have it line itemized with the prices that they're trying to sell each house for. So it really just depends on which particular bank that you're dealing with. But it's as simple as aligning yourself with a credible seller. Once you're able to find a credible seller, and once you're able to do some marketing and advertising, whether you're doing a Google search for a bulk REO investors online, or if you're putting some ads on, let's say, LoopNet.com or Craigslist.com, finding buyers and pretty much aligning them together as a transactional engineer.